This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. A familiar face will lead the new Addiction Medicine Research Center at Boston Medical Center. The hospital has named former White House drug czar Michael Botticelli as executive director of its Graykin Center for Addiction Medicine. Botticelli worked for the Massachusetts Department of Public Health for years before he went to work for the Obama White House in 2012. When we caught up with him to talk about his return to Massachusetts, we started by saying, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm extraordinarily excited by the potential that this center and the work of the center bring to really contribute to both better patient care at Boston Medical Center, but really to continue to contribute to the growing knowledge of this field.
What do you think, I know you haven't even started yet, but what do you think your vision might be for a center like this? I know in the announcement, when they announced this $25 million gift from the Graykin family for this center, they said that it was going to focus on research, treatment, prevention. Give us an idea of what your thinking might be on that.
Sure. And you know, certainly we are in the early stages of really developing the strategic priorities for the center, but it really is going to focus on three main areas that have really been longstanding issues in the field of addiction and have really been brought to the forefront by the opioid epidemic in Boston and around the country. And one is the greater need for enhanced medical education that we know often our medical practitioners, our doctors, our nurses, our dentists, those public health students, don't get a tremendous amount of academic preparation in terms of understanding addiction and the clinical practice. And we also know that unfortunately too many people are not able to get into care, are often not diagnosed in the early stages of their diseases, and need treatment models to both get them in care and keep them in care to reach long-term recovery. So we know that even despite the long history that Boston Medical Center has had in contributing to that knowledge base, there's significant room for more work to be done here. And, you know, and obviously having a private donation really frees up that work. So it's not dependent on federal grant opportunities or state or federal funding.
We now have a new person in the White House who is talking about making some dramatic changes to the health care law. And at the same time that law is going to offer some challenges to folks trying to seek treatment for substance use disorders, the President Trump's proposed budget also increases some money for opioid addiction treatment beds. So I'm wondering, is this going to be one of your biggest challenges?
We certainly know that one of the main reasons why people are not able to get treatment is that they don't have adequate insurance coverage, or they don't have insurance coverage. And it is coming, I think, at a questionable time in the nation about people's ability to get care. I think that said, both the state and certainly the city have had a longstanding commitment not only to expand insurance coverage for folks, but also to deal with addiction and the opioid epidemic.
Now, you, before you went to the Obama White House, you were in Massachusetts, the director of the Office of Substance Abuse for the Department of Public Health. I'm wondering what you think has changed, if anything, in Massachusetts regarding substance use disorders and opioid treatment, and you know what you plan to do about some of those changes that you've seen in the years since you left.
As I've done this work across the country, you know, Massachusetts, I think, continues to be a leader. Certainly, Governor Baker and the Department of Public Health have made a huge commitment to this issue. And I think part of what I want the center to do is to make sure that we're reaching out to stakeholders at the state and city level to make sure that the kind of work that we're doing, I think, can really help them answer questions or help fill in knowledge gaps or practice gaps that they're seeing. So I am hoping and fully anticipate that we will have, you know, close coordination with folks at the state and the city to make sure that the work that we're doing through this center has real relevance to the people in the city of Boston and the Commonwealth. You know, I want to, and I know the leadership does, of Boston Medical Center, make sure that we are focusing on those issues and questions that can really bring about the potential for significant change. There are so many different things that we can do that I want to make sure that the work that we're doing really has real-world implications for better patient care.
Mike Botticelli, who is the new executive director of the Boston Medical Center Graykin Center for Addiction Medicine. Thanks so much, Mike, and welcome back.
Great. Thank you, Deb.